You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Six months, 82 games, and finally, the postseason is here. First up, the SoFi NBA Play-In Tournament. For this, the rules are simple. Win to get in. Eight teams battle to earn their playoff spot in a win-or-go-home style tournament that is bound to be full of highlights, excitement, and drama. There's no better way to set the tone for the playoffs than this, so make sure you don't miss the action. Watch TNT's coverage of the SoFi NBA Play-In Tournament on April 16th and 19th on TNT, True TV, and Max.
Welcome to the Big Sui, presented by DraftKings.
Why are you listening to this show?
The podcast that seems very similar to the other Dan Le Batard podcast.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to apologize for that.
In fact, the only difference seems to be this imaging.
I have been tempted in restaurants just walking past tables to grab somebody's fries that if they're just there. That hasn't happened to you guys?
I've done it.
And now, here's the marching man to nowhere, Fat Face, and the habitual liar.
We've been asking the same questions for 5 years. Are the Raiders for real? Is Kirk Cousins good? I don't know where to start today because I want to make fun of Ben Roethlisberger. I want to talk about the end of that Ravens Man Campbell game. I want to talk about the end of Chargers and Chiefs, but right before we started here, Stu Gatz, so frustrated with the Jets, announced that he would kill for the Falcons offense. Said he would kill for it.
That's a bit strong. I mean,
Chris Cody said that Daniel Carson is the best looking kicker in the league.
Yes,
but we need to start with Billy. Billy was railing against team doctors for some reason. What were you saying right before the microphones came on, Billy?
It's stupid that they're in suits. What are they in suits for? Who are they showing off for? They're in suits and dress shoes, and I don't get it. Dress shoes are horrible for the football field. Yeah. I don't know why they're doing that. They're just going to get them muddy and dirty. They're going to mess up those shoes. They should be in sneakers. And then I thought, wait, why are they in suits at all? Because if they're trying to show off, they should go out there in scrubs and a doctor's jacket so that everybody knows that they're doctors, which scrubs is a whole nother thing that you don't want to get me started on. Scrubs are supposed to be like this whole like cleanliness thing, right? I see doctors in Burger King, McDonald's, all over the streets walking around in scrubs. As soon as they get to an operating room, they have all those germs from outside. So the scrubs aren't keeping people clean unless you're putting on scrubs once you get to the hospital. But that's not the case. So if you're a doctor, I would think a suit while you're trying to impress everybody with the fact that you own a suit, I guess, is the point of wearing a suit, which isn't a big deal because I own two of them. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
While you're trying to show off with wearing a suit, I also feel like if you actually have to perform some sort of medical procedure, a suit is the most like constricting and won't let your arms move and your legs move. Suits aren't comfortable.
If you're the team doctor, Dan, scrubs is like your uniform. All right, you're wearing street clothes out there.
You gotta have the tethoscope too, right? Around the
tethoscope.
One more time.
You want to try it again?
Tethoscope. The funny thing is, I actually looked it up.
At the beginning.
The funny thing is, I actually looked it up. I was like, I gotta get this right when I go to here.
You did. I would even give the doctor a number. Like, I'd give him scrubs that look like a uniform if you want to. If the doctor's gonna be part of the team, give the doctor a number. But the suit's unnecessary. And what do they need a walkie-talkie for? Who are they talking to?
When you have them running on the field in scrubs, do you want them wearing surgical gloves as well? Or how do you want them wearing a smock? Is it just that green color smock? Is that what you're looking for? That's the color you're looking for. It's not, what is it? Between green and aqua, right?
Well, preferably a white jacket, really, if it's
the doctor's. It should be the team colors.
Yeah, the scrubs could be the team colors. Then the doctor's jacket would be white, obviously. And then maybe you have, like, an assistant that could hand you, like, if you need anything, like tape or gloves or whatever, you know.
I like having the last – Billy, I like having the last name across the back. Like, you know, be a part of the team. Let's go.
Exactly.
Yes. Yep.
I want to talk about the 1 o'clock games. The nine is too much, right? It's just too much. It makes my head hurt and my face hurt, and it's too much adrenaline. And I don't understand what the Chargers were doing at the end of the game. Does anyone understand? I understand that they won the game, but do any of you understand we fear Mahomes so much that we just got to keep throwing the ball as much as we can and just prevent him from touching it anymore.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's exactly what it is, Dan. It is so ridiculous how good Justin Herbert is that he might be already the best quarterback in the NFL. I'm serious. He's better than Mahomes. I'm serious. He just did that on the road, man. He did.
He could be a Dolphin.
I mean, he is so good. And Dan, we told you something just a little bit off in Kansas City.
Chris Sims agreed with us, by the way. I don't know if you heard. He said Mahomes has lost a step.
Yep.
That's a fact, Jack.
He did say it.
Frank Jack. And we're 3 weeks away from everyone saying it, and we will get no credit for that, Stugatz. Nope. That's fine.
Sims will.
Whose phone is that? Whose phone keeps dinging like that? I feel
Whoever
like
it is,
that,
it's a fine.
I feel like that
Mine's
might
on
be
silent.
Stugatz, how mad are you right now? Your Jets are they're the worst team in the league. I don't know who you guys cite as the most interesting 0-3. Is it the Jets? Is it the Giants? Is it the Colts? I don't know who's the most boring 3-0. Is
Broncos.
Is it Broncos or Carolina?
Oh man.
Probably the Broncos. I mean, It probably is. They play defense. They run the ball. They stop the run. It's not my phone. My phone's not even in this office right
Stugatz
now.
Stugatz did announce on. Before this started, guys, yes. just so you know, yes. I'm moving my phone to another room. We're like, why? He's like, I don't know, but I'm doing it.
Stugatz, your Jets are totally incompetent. I don't understand how they can be that bad where you have no chance of scoring.
Dan, listen, we're getting to the easy portion of our schedule. We still have two left we have Houston at home. We have some easy teams coming up here. We play Buffalo twice. I haven't given up hope. Chris Sims, my friend, told me, this is what he told me. He said, listen, don't pay attention to this year. Okay. Just forget about it. Don't pay attention to Zach Wilson. Don't pay attention to anything. And so I'm not. And so I'm just holding out hope that one of two things is going to happen. I hate my phone. I'm telling you right now. The phone's not even in the room.
I think
it's not
Dan.
Even in the room.
Who's, I think it's Dan's phone.
No, it is not my phone. Who's doing that?
It's not my phone. I was just muted when that happened, so it's not me.
Chris, how mad are you at the Dolphins? They played as well as they could play. They were valiant. The Raiders are good. You're on the road. It's your backup quarterback. The whole game you're fighting. You're converting 4th and 20 to Gesicki. I suppose you want to win the game, obviously, but you can't ask for them to play much better than that in a league where the difference between the Ravens and the Lions is the crossbar on a 66-yard field goal. You had a chance to win the game. I don't know that you can ask for more than that.
Resilient effort, Dan. One thing I definitely can't ask for is a wide receiver screen on your own 1-yard line. That was the most infuriating play that I've ever seen. Like, why is Waddle standing there? Why is there a route designed on that play?
Because you've got your top 10 pick, who's your best wide receiver. You've got him. You've got to make sure that he can break a tackle.
But how about you put him out of the end zone? Make him go out for a route. That is not the time for a wide receiver screen.
It was the longest screen pass I've ever seen. It was like 30 yards the opposite way. I was expecting it to get intercepted and just the guy stand in the end zone like, oh, okay.
So for all the plays in that game, you guys are yelling about the first 2 points that the Raiders scored to make it that the Raiders scored to make it 14-2.
I mean, it was just that explains the Dolphins.
The game.
Like, that's the offensive style. Yeah. Like, that's what they do. The Dolphins call those type of plays all the time. They were first and second and goal. They back-to-back wildcat. They just have no options. The offensive wildcat. Scheme is terrible on this team.
I mean, no, it's not that.
And their offensive line is terrible, obviously, but we don't need to harp on that.
No, it's because they're playing with their backup quarterback and they got to do it 5 yards at a time because they don't, you know, it's just 5 yards at a time or throw it to Fuller deep. You guys spent the entire fourth quarter in overtime fearing Ruggs, correct? That's all you were doing the last part of the game. Mike, how happy were you to see Ben Roethlisberger age the way that quarterbacks that age are supposed
it's
to
the
age.
It's the best.
Someone should have a conversation with him and make him retire. I'm telling you, he should be benched this week. He's really bad. I'm loving every second of it, but he is a terrible quarterback. Cam Newton says there aren't 32 quarterbacks better than him, and I'd argue he's actually better than the starting one in Pittsburgh.
Mike, you're looking at a team that started 9-0 last year. That's how fast that can happen. The Steelers are done and Ben is done, Stugatz. This is, that reminded me, the things happening in that game reminded me of Dan Marino throwing pick sixes his entire last season, where you just get embarrassing play after embarrassing play. And the best part of Football Sunday is being able to laugh at whenever Ben tries to run.
It is funny, but here's the funny thing about the NFL. They beat Buffalo in week one. Like, that team beat Buffalo on the road in week one, and Buffalo might be the best team in the NFL. Like it's crazy. It's a weird sport, but he's taught. He is taught Ben Roethlisberger, and I'm a little bit surprised I'm saying this because I thought maybe he had another year or two left in him, but he's done. He's just not a good quarterback anymore.
He didn't have much last year. They were trying to hide him. And
a decent year. I mean, he did have a decent year, Dan.
But they were trying to disguise him all season. Everyone figured out. They started 9-0, and then everyone figured out, oh, wait a minute, it's all going to be slants and five-yard passes and, excuse me, passes behind the line. And they were going to do also – and that now what you're looking at is it's embarrassing. Like, I don't think – I don't want to hyperventilate after week three, but what do you think that's going to look like week 17?
It's going to look really, really bad because he's not good. I'd be surprised if he makes it until week 17. Like, wouldn't you be surprised by that? I don't think he's going to make it that long. He's got no offensive line.
You think he's just going to get hurt?
Yeah, I do. I think he's going to get hurt.
I think the Steelers would save themselves a great deal of embarrassment if he simply got hurt. Like, I don't know, Mike, you can't take a multi-champion that you have there, a guy who's one of the most popular players in your team's history. You can't bench him after week three.
You do it the classy way. You do it like the A-Rod retirement. Hey, you're going to be off this team. You might as well do it on your own terms.
Tell some linemen to miss some blocks, get them hurt, and then you don't exactly have to have the conversation.
That's exactly right, Billy. Well played. Meanwhile, I'm watching that game, Dan. It's funny. In two drafts, the Bengals have fixed their team. With one quarterback and one wide receiver, I think
I'm not sure how good they are.
Why? Burrow's really good, man.
You're sure they're good?
I think Joe Burrow's really good. I think Ja'Marr Chase is at a touchdown every game so far this season.
Of course, those two guys are good, but they were down 23 last week. They were down 23 to Chicago last week and scored a couple of touchdowns late only because Justin Fields was terrible. Speaking of which, Mike, Myles Garrett, what was it? 4.5 sacks today? Like, I don't the rookie quarterbacks in this sport. Justin Herbert is showing everyone that he's great, but all these other rookie quarterbacks are looking like rookie quarterbacks. Like, Justin Herbert came out and created the standard last year where you're like, "Whoa, that looks amazingly competent," but all these other rookies look like rookies.
I was really surprised at how bad Justin Fields looked. They couldn't block Cleveland. And their defensive line has kind of low-key been struggling this year to get to the quarterback. They made up for it in droves. I believe Justin Tucker's field goal accounted for close to 20 more yards than the Bears had offense because they subtract the sack totals from their total 40, offense.
They had 47 yards of total offense, the Bears did.
I think that that's like maybe the seventh no-stress Browns victory of my life. I'm not even kidding. It's in single digits.
Mike, how does it feel? Mike, you have a good football team, man. How does that feel? I don't know if your quarterback's any good, but what I do know is your team.
What do you mean? Come on.
Shut up. You're obviously not watching the game.
He doesn't have to be great for that.
You're not watching the game. How's the Stan Van Gundy group chat going right now? Because he's been great. He was throwing darts all over the field.
Why do you take this so personally?
I know.
Because Baker Mayfield's good. If you think Baker Mayfield's not good, you're just simply not watching the games.
Just listen up. All I'm saying is he doesn't have to be great for them to be great. Good is fine. That's good enough for that team.
Yeah, but on top of that, he's nearing great territory. He made some throws today that there were guys that were just simply not open. Donovan Peoples-Jones wasn't open on most of his catches today. That throw to Odell Beckham Jr., Chicago could have maybe made it interesting. That back shoulder throw on that stop route, he's an incredible quarterback. It's the best quarterback I've had in my lifetime, which is why I'm going to defend him to the death whenever someone tries to have the ridiculous take that he's not good.
Hold on. Can it be something between not good and incredible? Can it be something between?
Well, he is incredible.
I'm going to defend him and I'm going to defend him to the death. I don't think it's necessary. I don't think it's necessary for you to defend him to the death.
I said he's got a great team. I mean, he wants to kill me.
he's been incredible this season. He's probably on a Pro Bowl trajectory this season.
6 months, 82 games, and finally, the postseason is here. First up, the SoFi NBA play-in tournament. For this, the rules are simple. Win to get in. 8 teams battle to earn their playoff spot in a win-or-go-home style tournament that is bound to be full of highlights, excitement, and drama. There's no better way to set the tone for the playoffs than this, so make sure you don't miss the action. Watch TNT's coverage of the SoFi NBA play-in tournament on April 16th and 19th on TNT, True TV, and Max.
He's really good. He's a really good quarterback. He's a really good quarterback. You're watching him and you're like, I don't think that guy's good. Really?
No. That's not what I'm doing. I'm just saying he doesn't need to be Patrick Mahomes for that team to be great.
100%. 100%. He doesn't.
Statement is that, Stugat? Like, what kind of shit statement is that? Patrick Mahomes. Someone doesn't have to be the best quarterback ever for a team to be great. What kind of commentary is that?
True. Well, Dan, imagine Patrick Mahomes, okay? Or imagine Justin Herbert on the Cleveland Browns. They'd never lose, ever. They wouldn't lose a game.
I'm not going to debate Herbert versus Mayfield. You will Herbert's debate really
it
good.
To the death. You yeah. will debate it.
No, Herbert's better than Baker, probably. But Baker Mayfield's a really good quarterback, and he's championship caliber with this team, which is a frightening statement. I'm afraid at how I'm going to blow this, just being a Browns fan. But I was taking the inventory out of like all the teams that this Zoom supports. I've never had a team that could be considered championship contender, and I'm easily the best team out of this group right now, and it's very weird for me. Very weird to have a ho-hum win like that.
You guys aren't with me on the fact that 9 games is too many, and it's just too much. It's disorienting, and the witching hour, it made me spasm a little bit. I'm like, what are they doing? What do you mean a 66-yard field goal? Oh, my God. That is the most Lions way to possibly lose. They had them in fourth. What was it before that situation even happened? They had them fourth and 20, right?
Yeah, they got jobbed. They got jobbed by the NFL. And as terrible as Greg Gumbel's call was for the game-winning field goal, where he said, I'm literally speechless because there was 4 seconds of silence, you juxtapose that with Gus Johnson's one of the greatest calls ever on the 109-yard field goal. But credit to Greg Gumbel, he was actually on the delay of game. It was a delay of game for 2.5 seconds to play before.
It wasn't a ton of money, but I had the Lions on the money line.
You got jobbed. You got jobbed. There was an intentional grounding and a delay aim. And you knew that Justin Tucker was going to nail that. Just put him in the Hall of Fame already. He's as good at his job as Tom Brady is at his. There, I said it. The hot take for it. That's the greatest kicker of all time. He's the greatest of all time.
He missed a kick earlier in that game. He had made 27 straight on the road. But let's talk for a second about the Gus Johnson call, because he pooped himself. Gus Johnson, for all the Gus Johnson calls all time, and he's gotten, it's amazing that he gets how many of these. He gets these so often. The idea that in an Arizona-Jacksonville game that they would attempt a 68-yard field goal, because that was the attempt, 68 yards, and then it would be returned for a touchdown, and that Gus Johnson would poop himself, and that Aqib Talib would be right next to him screaming and yelling. There was not a better moment or call in football this season. There has not been. That's the longest play in football history. Jacksonville ends up not covering. Urban Meyer, you get to see him suffer again, but they get one Gus-gasm for their trouble.
Are you including when Matt Millen said just a week ago that you can't fart on a player anymore without there being a flag?
Millen.
Pretty good, man.
you think that was better?
That's pretty good. That's some of the best analysis I've ever heard.
Guillermo, go ahead.
Not lying.
Go ahead, Guillermo. Put it on the poll. Better color better broadcasting. Careful. Gus Johnson yelling on the 109-yard field goal, or Matt Millen saying you can't fart on a player without getting called for a 15-yard penalty. Did any of you feel bad for Hollywood Brown during that game? Oh, dropping the ball over and over again.
No,
in that
I felt
game?
Bad for myself because I had the first half over 14 and a half points for the Ravens. I'm telling you.
You need help.
That is insane that he dropped three touchdown passes and all I needed was one more.
Whoa. Whoa.
Jesus. You really need help. Whoa, degenerate over here.
How did he not catch those balls?
What happened to Mike?
What is it that the doctor wears that he puts in his ear so that he can hear your heart?
Telescope.
Stethoscope.
It's a tough one. Why would you put an S at the start of that word?
Because it starts with an S. Yeah. Like, why do you put an S at the start of staples? Because it starts with an S.
Right. Otherwise, it'd be tables.
Are you into the gummies again, Chris? Can we get sober analysis from you one night at Sunday?
I am sober. I'll give you sober analysis. Do you guys ever look at the official crew for an NFL game and think, what did they do the night before in the town that they're like being? Like, I looked at the crew for the Raiders Dolphins game, and I just imagine all of them going to a show together on Saturday night. Ooh, like Penn and Teller, like a little group outing, build some morale.
Definitely not on the gummies. I mean,
I just like to imagine what they're doing, because like these guys get to travel around. It's like they look at their schedule, they're like, oh, I'm in Vegas this week, let's go to a show. Oh, I'm in Dallas next week, let's go look at this museum. Like, I just feel like it's cool, like you get to travel around.
Can we talk about game shows for a moment? Derail this. I was watching this game show on Game Show Network called America Says. Have you guys seen this show? It's basically Family Feud, but instead they have a map of America and they have all the answers with the first letter. But they had a thing the other day when it's the final round where you have to guess 2, 3, and 4. And it was name iconic duos or name the most famous duos, right? And I'm thinking of this and I'm bringing it up because Chris mentioned one of the four answers, which was Penn and Teller. Right now, they interviewed 100 people around the country, and the answer of famous duos was Penn and Teller. And that's not the most shocking one on the list. You know who was on that list? Which tells me the demographic of who it is that they're interviewing for this game show. Number two answer on that list of famous duos right now, Donnie and Marie.
Oh Jesus God. Christ.
Who are they asking this to?
Let me.
Where was Brady and Belichick?
That's what I'm saying. Where was 3-6 Mafia? I don't know. I don't know these answers.
Ying Yang Twins. What are they?
Oh.
There's a lot of people in 3-6 Mafia, Billy. It's not a duo.
Isn't it just two?
No, it's not.
No, it'll be the Ying Yang Twins. Ying Yang Twins.
East Side Boys. Yeah.
Didn't 3-6 Mafia have a show on MTV? It was just two of them.
So, Chris, you have the referees going to Penn and Teller, not to O at the Bellagio. Like, what? Where you have them? Because
they're old. That's why. Like, it wasn't too like. I don't see them as dance people. Like, they don't want to see a lot of dancing. They just like some old fashioned comedy.
Some old fashioned magic, comedy and magic is what it is that they're going
Blue Man
for.
Group.
It's DJ Paul and Juicy J. What are you talking about?
I mean, wouldn't you guys go to a show if you were a ref? If I made you the official of Gangsta next Boo. Sunday's Raiders game, wouldn't you catch a show on Saturday
Lord
night?
Yeah, I'd go to a show. I'd have a nice steak dinner. I just don't understand.
I picture them wearing their official hats.
Wait, you guys have yourselves in bed by 9? What are you? You're Vegas.
I wish.
They got to work the next day, Stu. Guys,
exactly.
Work.
Where's Greg? Is he covering this this overtime game for us?
No.
I wonder if officials are even allowed to go into the casinos in Las Vegas. What happened, Billy?
He was totally wrong about
3-6 Mafia being a duet.
Incorrect. I'm looking at it right now. It says members DJ Paul and Juicy J. It's right here.
A duet.
It's a dummies, Dan. My bad.
DJ Paul and Juicy J. Says somebody else. I'm just gonna say it.
Right.
What were we talking about?
I was asking whether officials are actually allowed to go into the casinos. I don't know what the rules are. They used to be very strict about those things, but now you have them just getting hammered at the craps table and then careening into Penn and Teller.
You got to go off strip if you want to do it. You got to go to like the Stratosphere or something like that. You just got to go way off the grid somewhere if you're official and you want to play cards the night before.
Did you guys feel bad for the Lions at all? Did anyone feel bad for the Lions? Man Campbell losing that way?
Of course. I feel terrible for him. NFL record, longest field goal, delay a game. I feel terrible for him.
Did you actually, though? Like, you were sitting at home, you're like, oh, I feel terrible right now for the Lions.
Yeah.
I got to be honest, if there's a team I have no feeling towards, it's the Lions.
Yeah, I'm indifferent towards the Lions. I laughed. I said, you know what? This is good. This is adversity. They're going to grow from this. Dan Campbell's going to teach them.
Are there any other coaches that act on the sidelines like their mascot? He prowls the sidelines like an actual lion.
They do use the word prowls. They use the word prowls a lot when he's walking on the sidelines. I got to tell you, though, the funniest thing this weekend for me watching football was I actually was going through in slow motion what was happening behind that crossbar with all of those Lions fans and the mascot lion who was under the crossbar, and watching just the horror and deflation of all of those people as they realize that they had just lost the game and their angle's not great and the ball hits the crossbar and it goes into the netting. And there are two Ravens fans amid, you know, behind that net jumping up and down, and only two that I saw, as Lions fans sit there and they're like, my God, everything we do is, it always comes up Lions.
I'm thinking about Chris's question. It was a good question.
It really was a good question. I'm trying to
does Bruce was Arians it? Kind of give off a pirate on the sideline? Not really.
No.
No, I don't think so.
Does Vrabel give off a Titan?
Yeah. Whatever Titan is, Vrabel's a Titan.
Does Kingsbury give off a cardinal? A cardinal's a beautiful bird.
A cardinal is a beautiful bird.
It is a beautiful bird.
Did you guys see Sean McVay run down the sideline to catch DeSean Jackson in the end zone? He's a Ram for sure. Like, he was sprinting like 100 miles an hour to try to get him in the tunnel.
A little small for a Ram.
Yeah.
How big do you think Rams are, Chris?
I don't know.
Okay.
You hear Ram, you just think big.
I found out right there that DeSean Jackson was a Ram.
Aren't you 120 yards today?
Aren't you in fantasy? Like, he's always –
I didn't know.
Guillermo, put it on the poll. Is DeSean Jackson always behind your secondary? I don't understand how that guy is still doing that. They gave the stat on one of the times that McVay ran off the field that the Rams are – and now they're 40-0 when they lead at the half. Man. They're 40-0 every time that they're up at halftime.
McCarthy could be a Cowboy.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Gruden doesn't look like a Raider. He looks like a guy that's been waiting for his fast food order for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Like Gruden just like stands on a
what
sideline.
Mascot
like
is that?
Way. Like, he just
what mascot
has
is that? The guy that's waiting for his order.
Gruden looks like he would root for pirates in one of those pirate themed shows, right?
Tony, excellent work there. Way to keep the show flowing. I mean, why don't you just bend over and shit on the broadcast, Tony? Like,
nothing.
I tried to help him.
I volleyed it back to Chris, and he had nothing. I mean, what?
I honestly lost. You lost connection there for me. I didn't hear anything you said.
Dan, did you say before the weekend that you like the Rams? That you like the Rams this weekend, right?
Yeah. In general, I think they're going to be a good deal better than they've been because Stafford is a good deal better than Goff, and they're good at just about everything. That's not going to stick to Brady in any way. Obviously, it's not going to stick to him, but they kind of kicked Brady's ass.
I meant in the game. You said you liked him in the game, and I would caution you that Brady did that thing where he makes you think you have a chance later on down the road. It's like, okay, we think we're better than the Bucs now, and then Brady comes into your home NFC Championship game, and he ends up in the Super Bowl. That's what he did. He did that thing today.
I defy you to tell me Ron Rivera doesn't look like a football team.
Oh, wow.
He does.
It looks like an entire football team.
An entire team. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. Put it on the poll.
Who are you guys nominating? Who are you guys putting at the top of the list here? Who's the winner? Is it Rivera? It can't be Rivera. I think
he looks like a football team.
I mean, it's tough to beat Man Campbell. I think Man Campbell's still in the lead.
I have heard the verb. Every broadcaster does use the word prowl, and I don't think you deserve the verb prowl when you're 0-3.
Yeah.
I don't think
he doesn't stand still. It's because he's always pacing, and you see that's what Lions do. So that's why he has his shoulders like it's like he's ready to go, man.
Which coach looks the most opposite of their logo? Because I would say Sean Payton does not look like a saint.
No. Mike Tomlin.
He looks like a demon in disguise. I said it.
Brian Flores does not walk around like a dolphin on the sideline.
Did you see Stugatz? I know that a lot of the coaches in the league are doing more aggressive stuff on fourth and short. Did you see what Vrabel did with the numbers where he's up seven and they could kick the extra point and go up eight, and instead he goes for two to make it a two-score game so that, you know, just a lot of coaches would play it conservatively there. I you don't get very often the Skorgami that they got where you're kicking to get over to get to 8 points, but right. what he did there in making it a two-score game was aggressive and smart.
I like that. He is aggressive and smart. So I guess it doesn't surprise me. Like, I think he's one of the few coaches who's willing to do stuff like that. And I think that really helps. Like, the team, him doing that helps the team believe in him. So, like, I'm not surprised. You're going to see more and more of it. It makes sense. Why not? You're up seven, put two on. It's a two-score game, you know? So why wouldn't you do that, especially if you have Derrick Henry? why would you not be doing that, you know?
Kingsbury's doing a lot of it, too, though, where they're going for it on fourth and two and fourth and three. And I don't know about you. Like, I've always wondered why it is that they haven't gotten here faster than they've gotten here. But the I love the way of looking at it is this. If you're on defense, do you want the other guys going for it on fourth and two or fourth and one? Or are you happy when they settle for a field goal in that spot? I one of the many reasons I've never understood why coaches don't do this more often is because I don't want to be on defense on fourth and one and fourth and two with as precise as these offenses are and how often they can get. Like every offense in the league, Stugatz, has a play that they throw for 2 or 3 yards because you simply can't cover somebody on a slant or you can't cover somebody on an out. I don't want to be on defense on fourth and one and fourth and two.
No, I think the defense wants them to go for field goals, and I think they don't like when they actually go for it, especially teams. Damn, we're talking about the Titans who have Derrick Henry, and we're talking about the Cardinals, I guess, who have Kyler Murray. Like, if you're fourth and short, you should be going for it just about every time or in any situation when you have those two guys because they make plays. They can get a yard, 2 yards easily, you know?
Is anyone here legitimately concerned about the Chiefs? Is anyone on?
Yeah.
No, come on, wow. Stugatz.
What do you mean?
How can't you be?
What are you talking about?
They're in last place in their division right now.
I heard, Denver is 3-0. You think Denver's better than they are? I heard
statistically,
Romo.
Yes.
I heard Romo describe them while in the game. Romo said, "The Chiefs, they've got the Chiefs on the ropes, not the champs on the ropes, but." Kind of like the champs. And I think that's a great description for the Chiefs. I think that's absolutely true. I put it on the poll, Guillermo. Are the Chiefs not the champs, but kind of like the champs? Because I think that one of the reasons Mike knows he's got a good football team because of the way it lost in week one, more than the way that it won after that.
No doubt. And they make head coaches do really kooky things. Like, I liked Brandon Staley's aggressiveness, I just don't think it actually made sense. I don't even think there's a chart for the situations that he went for it there. It was really bonkers. He could have settled for a field goal, taken a knee, and run timeout. I was confused by it, but while also being really excited.
Titillated by it. This is what I'm saying. Like, you're not following any of the rules, but you're just going to keep throwing it to Keenan Allen and Mike Williams. Totally cool. I'm totally cool with that. Don't pay attention to any of the numbers. Just keep throwing the ball down the field and just confuse us and disorient us.
The one that sent me was they had another pre-snap motion penalty, and they'd had those all game. They had that on fourth down, and it backed them up even more. And Staley's like, well, shit, we're still going to go. I like this play. That was bonkers. The fourth and nine, that was crazy. That didn't make any sense to me. And I like going forward, especially against that quarterback. I think I'm going to take the take that it was dumb, even though they won.
Whoa.
But, Dan, the reason I'm concerned about the Chiefs is, listen, Mahomes is Mahomes, and they're the same, and Kelce is Kelce, okay? Debatable, you're right.
That's great analysis so far. Right. Kelce is Kelce, Mahomes is Mahomes.
Kelce is Kelce, though.
Tariq Hill is Tariq Hill. The Raiders have gotten better. The Bills are really, really good. The Browns have gotten a lot better. The Titans are a very good team. The Chargers are a very good team, and the Broncos have gotten a lot better. So that's why, and any one of those teams besides probably Fangs can pick them off on any given week. Any one of those teams.
I think Fangs can do it too. That defense, I know they were playing Zach Wilson today, and I actually thought Zach Wilson did well to just avoid the disaster plays.
Yeah.
That defense to me is the top defense in the sport right now. And they can actually, I would really like to see that matchup. They're obviously outgunned in offense, but that's the best defense right now. That secondary with both of those safeties, they're unreal.
Here is why I am rejecting your saying that it's stupid to go for it on 4th and 9. I believe that the Chargers are going to be doing that for a decade because they're like, look, our quarterback, we've got balls. We've got balls. Here are our balls. We're just going to keep doing this. Stop our balls. You can't stop our balls. Our balls are giant. We've got a decade's worth of balls.
Kansas City, the last 2 weeks have kind of been lazy and just sleepwalking through these things. To blow an 11-point lead in the fourth quarter against Lamar Jackson, that's the exact spot you want Lamar Jackson. And they were just kind of laissez-faire. And the no-look interception, it's super cool when he does it, but it was completely unnecessary in that spot. It was
That wasn't his fault, though. It was
he threw it behind him because he wasn't looking.
It was unnecessary, but the guy who was not looking is the one who threw it well. The guy who was looking is the one who dropped it. Like, have the ball go through your hand.
But he dropped it in part because he had to reach behind himself because his body was moving one way. If he's looking right at him, the defense had already collapsed thinking that Mahomes was going to scramble it. He generated that open look with his legs. He should have just thrown it. They got to it. The Chiefs have been getting too cute. They'll figure it out, obviously. They're kind of.
I will not have you come on here and tell me that it's not cool to do the no look pass as a quarterback because you're that good at it.
It's totally reckless. Billy is right. Mm-hmm. We celebrate. Michael is totally right here. We celebrate when Patrick Mahomes does it and converts it, and he deserves to be criticized when he does it in that spot. That was a big
you
game
guys
today.
Are the worst.
That was a big game today.
God bless football. It's really changed my mind.
It's not a big game in week three.
I'm worried about the Chiefs.
You should be. We all should be. Mike Zimmer does not look like a Viking.
Seriously, they're insulting the game.
You're right.
They are. I mean, people are out there putting lives on the line, and they're just jokesters out here running pranks. Like, it's impractical jokers taking the field. It's
Joe Gatto out there.
God bless football.
God bless football.
Tell me more about that 3-6 duet mafia. Go ahead. Close us out here, Stugatz, talking about your beloved Jets. Just take us into the punctuation on this segment for just woeful incompetence, even by the standards of the New York Jets, Stugatz. What you've seen the last 2 weeks is they should be demoted to a level beneath professional football. They should be relegated.
Yeah, the games are over before they start. It makes it easier when you bet against them, when you take the unders. You don't even look at the number. You just take their under. That makes things easier. But listen, I'm encouraged that Mike said he likes Zach Wilson. I'm encouraged that someone else said it. You see it in
spots. Who said they liked Zach Wilson? Nobody said
it. Me.
Listen, you heard it. That's my way, okay? I mean, that's the way I heard it.
Good job avoiding a disaster.
I'm going to remain calm here. Chris Sims told me to forget about this season. Just let it go by and focus on next season. And I'm going to try to maintain that attitude for as long as I can. So it's a tough start. I hope they go 0-17. I hope we get the first pick in the draft. I hope we use it on the best tackle in the history of the NFL. And that's what I'm hoping for. And so for right now, I'm going to remain calm. And remember, Dan, easy part of our schedule coming up, still in the mix in the division where the leader's 2-1, the other teams are 1-2, and we have 2 left with Buffalo. So there's a lot to look forward to here. I'm going to remain calm for now.
Do you guys believe that Stugatz has tee times during Jets games for the rest of the season? He alleged that he's got tee times, that he's not watching any more of these games.
Fraud.
Liar!
I think he has multiple tee times every day.
He has a TV on his golf cart.
He does.
I do have a TV on the golf cart.
He has tee times, but he'll just cancel them for a lacrosse mitzvah.
TV times.
What?
Can we talk Ryder Cup real quick?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.